Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining me. My international audience always here each and every Sunday for 2 hours on Biz Talk Radio's America's Dining and Travel Guide. Well, we are welcoming a lady who has written a book, Everyday Diabetes Meals, Cooking for One or Two. Her name is Laura Cipollo. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted. Before we go any further, I'd like to hear a little bit about yourself. At the very beginning, did your family have anything to do with you going into diabetes meals and cookbook?
Yes, of course. My family, actually the way I was introduced to nutrition was through my uncle who was diagnosed with diabetes, and he had to go to a dietitian. So that was when I first learned what a dietitian was, and then I was able to accompany him to his nutrition appointments, and I soon worked for that dietitian while I was in high school, and from the time I was a sophomore in high school, I knew that I wanted to be a registered dietitian and have, you know, clients that had diabetes so I could help them as well.
Now, how is your book, Everyday Diabetes Meal, different from other books published with the same subjects?
So, first of all, we don't use any artificial sugar. A lot of people that are diagnosed with diabetes are told you can't have any sugar or sugar is bad. Everything has sugar. So any carbohydrate in your body turns to sugar. So people have to realize that, you know, fruit and even vegetables, things like that, they're not bad. They have sugar. Your body needs sugar. But it's learning how to eat all of these foods and not using artificial sugar. The artificial sugar has a tendency to make us want more sweet food because it's so, so sweet. And then the body continues to desire this. So instead, we recommend mixed meals, which is carbohydrate, protein, and fat at every meal. And then for snacks, it's two of the three macronutrients. So it could be a protein and a carb, a protein and a fat, a carb and a fat, any variety. So the book is very specific in using real food, no artificial food, and then combining the three macronutrients. And then the meals are all portioned so that either they're 45 to 60 grams of carbohydrate. So somebody that does have diabetes doesn't have to think too much. They can make the recipe, which is either for one person or for two, and then they can just know that either I have to split the recipe in half or I can just have this one recipe for myself and I should be good to go in terms of managing my blood sugar.
Lisa Mikus is your co-author. We'd like to mention
yes.
her also. Give her a little
mm-hmm.
credit. How did she contribute to the book called Everyday Diabetes Meals? Laura?
Lisa and I work together in our New York City practice, and Lisa divided the recipes with me. So we each wrote 75 recipes.
Wow, wow. Now, you have some titles, share that with my international audience here on Biz Talk Radio.
So first, primary is that I'm a registered dietitian. So there's a difference between a nutritionist and a registered dietitian. So it's RD as the initial. And then I'm a CDE, which is a certified diabetes educator. And after that, I obtained my CED RD, which is certified eating disorder registered dietitian. And then I'm a certified dietitian nutritionist, and I'm also a registered yoga instructor.
Do you have a practice where people visit you and your partner?
Yes. So Lisa and I have an office in New York City on Fifth Avenue called Laura Sapulo Whole Nutrition. And then I also have an office in New Jersey called the Lifestyle Lounge, which focuses on nutrition, mindfulness, and yoga.
Interesting indeed. Now, as far as the recipes go, would they be applicable in the book Everyday Diabetes Meals by Laura Sapulo? Would anyone else be able to, even if they don't have diabetes, would they enjoy your recipes?
That's such a great question. Yes. Everyone can use this book. It is really a book for everybody so that they can also prevent diabetes or that they can manage the diabetes that they have already. But I do believe, and I treat all of my clients in the same way, that we should all be eating as much real food as possible and combining carbohydrate with protein and fat to prevent these blood sugar roller coasters throughout the day. This helps to keep us more full, and it helps to keep our energy regulated throughout the day. So this is something that everybody should do, whether you're feeding your children, whether you're feeding teenagers, or whether you're living alone, right? So kids and adults all need all macronutrients, and they need them throughout the day. So this book is perfect for anyone.
Very good. Are these recipes complicated, or are they rather easy?
We have a variety of recipes and different types. You know, if you're making something like the deviled egg sandwich, that's something that's really simple and easy. But if you're making something like the citrus fish fajitas, that would be, you know, it would take a little bit longer. I would say they're all pretty relatively easy. Lisa and I don't like to be stuck in the kitchen for too long, and we know that everybody is working just like we are. So when you get home, you need to have something that's as quick as possible to prepare, but yet balanced.
Now, as far as the recipes are concerned, do people have to learn first about diabetes before they can enjoy your recipes?
They don't have to. I mean, anyone can just use the recipes. However, we do have three chapters in the beginning of the book that does deconstruct diabetes. It does explain the food model and approach that we use. And then we have one chapter that's dedicated just to question and answers. So there's 21 questions and answers that are commonly confused in the diabetes world or even in just the regular nutrition world. So we answer those for the readers so that they have clarity and can feel confident in what they're eating and how they're choosing their meals, you know, at any time of day, even if it's not coming from this cookbook.
My granddaughter has a gluten-free diet. Is that also discussed in the book called Everyday Diabetes Meals with Laura Sapulo?
Right, we do discuss it because it's one of the questions, because many times children or teens that are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, we come to find out that they also have a gluten sensitivity or a gluten allergy, and they're diagnosed with celiac disease. So many times children will have both. So we want people to be aware that, you know, you should be tested for this. If you have type 1 diabetes, it doesn't mean that you have celiac disease, but it's something to be mindful of so that you can go and get tested if there's weight loss or if there's, you know, an issue with bowel habits, things like that.
So the book, as we mentioned earlier, is not just for those unfortunate with a diabetes affliction, but for anyone who understands what the book is all about. What do you think is the most important message that you're sending with a book called Everyday Diabetes Meals, Cooking for One or Two?
That having diabetes or preventing diabetes is an everyday thing for everybody. So the way we eat and the way we choose our food and the way we take care of ourselves should be a lifestyle. You have to be able to know how to eat all foods since all food is available. This way, if you walk into a restaurant and if you were told you could never eat pasta and you're having a rough day and you choose pasta, we want the readers to know what to do in that scenario, how much to have, and not to feel guilty about it.
We're nearing a break, but we will keep Laura Cipollo with a book called Everyday Diabetes Meals, Cooking for One or Two. We'll go into the contents of the book after a brief pause here on America's Dining and Travel Guide, each and every Sunday, 2 hours, with your host, Pierre Wolf. Back in a moment. Stay with us on Biz Talk Radio.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Looking at a book that's called Everyday Diabetes Meals, Cooking for One or Two. My guest, my special guest, Laura Cipollo. And Laura, let's give an overview of the contents of your book. Start out with the beginning, please.
So the first chapter is Deconstructing Diabetes, where the reader really will learn the different faces of diabetes, the causes, and how you get diagnosed. The second chapter is The Everyday Diabetes Non-Diet Starts Now. This explains the food philosophy. It talks about how to live with diabetes and approach sleep, stress, physical activity, and eating. And then the third chapter is the most common 21 questions and answers that people with diabetes have in my office in New York City. And then there are 150 recipes, and they're all organized into breakfast, lunch, dinner, savory snacks, sweet snacks, and then there are two additional bonus sections, one for holiday eating and one for special days or special occasions, like when you go to the beach or if you're having a girlfriend over at night and you're hanging out. What do you eat, and what is the recipe?
Very good. Now, Mother's Day is coming up, you know, in May, not far mm-hmm. away. What would you recommend for those afflicted or not to choose out of your book?
So we have a specific Mother's Day crepe that we created that is actually diabetes-friendly. So it is specifically portioned for a mom or a family member that does have diabetes. And then we also have a salad with strawberries and quinoa that's also a great option for Mother's Day that you can prepare your mother and for your mother and know that she'll be feeling well.
Pick some of your favorite recipes from whatever section. Would you do that?
Of course, of course. So I love the red lentil soup, which we had contributed to the holiday for Ramadan, just because that is so flavorful and so smooth and can be frozen and then eaten at another time. The salad called the Cab Salad, it's a mock of the Cobb Salad, but it's made current. So there's the base of it is shredded Brussels sprouts, so it holds really well. So it's chicken, apple, Brussels sprouts, and bacon. So that salad is a favorite. herbed pork tenderloin with smashed potatoes. That's just a dinner favorite that we love. We make that here in my house all the time.
Right. You use clove, garlic, minced, and olive oil.
Yes, my favorite. Anything with olive oil and garlic tastes good.
And don't forget the herbe de Provence.
Yes, yes. And then one of the other things that we make for breakfast, it's a little bit more consuming, but it's a potato pancake with salmon and a little bit of a Greek yogurt topping. And I think that's worth every ounce of effort to shred the potatoes because it's absolutely delicious.
What about seafood? Are there any
seafood? I love the citrus fajitas that has a mango in there that just really brightens up the dish. What else do we have for seafood? The swordfish steaks with a lemon and mustard vinaigrette. That's something that's a little bit heartier for somebody. And then the kale salad with the shrimp. We have a grilled shrimp over kale salad, and kale salad is just my favorite. So, again, that's a recipe that we use every day here at my home. So I hope that everybody else learns to love that recipe as well. And then my other favorite is the prosciutto flatbread. So we call that the date night meal, and it's actually a flatbread pizza with dried rosemary, olive oil, arugula, and thinly sliced prosciutto spread over the flatbread.
Sounds delicious. What about smoked salmon? Do you use that in any recipes?
Yes, we use a lot of smoked salmon because it's actually, because it's a protein, it can really then complement a meal, and because it doesn't really take much in terms of prepping. So the smoked salmon is great to do. I have a bagel with hummus and smoked salmon. Instead of using a white bagel, you can use a sprouted bagel, put some hummus on it, and then a thin layer of either smoked salmon or fresh cooked salmon if you need to watch your sodium intake.
Can you use chocolate if you have diabetes?
Of course. You can use any food if you have diabetes. It's just the quantity. So the chocolate that we have a hot chocolate. We have a Crave No More cupcake that's actually made of beans and, again, has the ideal amount of carbohydrate so that the person can eat a cupcake and enjoy it and know that it's not going to send their blood sugar through the roof.
What about fruits? Do they contribute to some of your recipes?
We have a baked cardamom apple. We have salted cocoa strawberries. We have a vodka-infused watermelon topped with whipped ricotta and honey basil vinaigrette. So there's lots of fruit. Again, you just have to watch the quantity, but everything here is already portioned out for everybody, so they don't have to worry that it's going to be too much in one portion.
As we are nearing the final portion of this, the first half of America's Dining and Travel Guide Sunday show, why don't you wrap it up for me? Laura Cipolla, along with Lisa Mikus, have written a book, Everyday Diabetes Meals. Where's the book available?
At Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon, Firefly Books.
Very good. And wrap it up for me.
So Everyday Diabetes Meals, cooking for one or two, is ideal for singles and couples, but anyone that just wants to live a healthier lifestyle, learning how to eat all foods and practice self-care using mindfulness, sleeping well, and being physically active, this is the book for you. There are 150 recipes that are all pre-portioned so that you can either freeze them if you're only a single person, or if you're a couple, you can eat them all in one evening, so it helps to save on food waste or prevent food waste. And all meals are carbohydrate, protein, and fat mixed together in just the right amount to help manage blood sugar or prevent...
Merci. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
All good luck to you and Lisa. And all
thank
of you,
you
stay
you.
With us here on America's Dining and Travel Guide.
If you're going to Winnemucca-Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you again, my international audience, for joining me, Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, each and every Sunday for 2 hours here on Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. You may call and receive a wonderful book from me, 855-424-9825. You weren't ready for that? I'll repeat. Get your pencil or paper, a pen ready. 855-424-9825. And now we're going to talk about averting airline aggravation. My very special guest, Mr. Rod Rackick. Welcome to the program, Rod.
Great to be here. Thanks very much.
You know, before I go any further, I would like to hear a little bit about your background. Let's go back to your childhood. Were you always involved with flying and being a pilot?
You know, I never remember a time where I didn't want to fly. I think I wanted to be an astronaut first, and then a career in the Air Force looked like a great idea. I ended up flying part-time as an Air Force auxiliary pilot, flying search and rescue after college, and I still do that. And then, of course, that really was the foundation of my experience in aviation as a commercial pilot, flying all kinds of light aircraft here in the United States. I fly every week.
You fly every week. Now, there is such a thing as Fly Otto, O-T-T-O. You created that, didn't you, Rod?
Yes, Fly Otto was designed to connect travelers with pilots and planes on demand. We have a secret that I like to tell people about, that while the commercial airlines can only give you access to about 300 airports across the U.S., we have access to over 5,000 public use airports all over the U.S., all these small local and municipal airports that aren't serviced by airlines can be a great way to travel. And we've developed Fly Otto to make that kind of convenience and efficiency available to everybody on demand.
Now, do you have your own aircraft?
Well, we're in the business of renting aircraft. So I fly other people's airplanes, whether it's ferrying them from point to point as a professional pilot or flying search and rescue missions with the Air Force Auxiliary, the Civil Air Patrol. I don't own an aircraft, but with Open Airplane, our company, renting aircraft to pilots across the U.S., we have access to over 340 airframes, 340 airplanes at small airports, over 100 of them across the country.
Wow. Now, what type of person would and should be using Fly Otto?
Fly Otto is a great...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not for everyone, but it is a great option for people who are going to be spending maybe 3 to 6 hours in the car or flying less than 1,000 miles on a trip using, say, a regional airline. Here in the United States, 50% of all the business travel in the United States is less than 500 miles. And that's the distance that the airlines don't really do a great job at. You're spending just as much time finding parking, standing in lines, dealing with the TSA, and waiting for your flight, whether you're flying from Chicago to Springfield, Illinois, or you're flying from Chicago to Singapore. And so we wanted to give people an option for the price of what it typically would cost for a first-class ticket on a regional scheduled airline for a trip up to 1,000 miles, we can have a professional plane and a pilot available to folks to give them a whole new mode of transportation with Fly Auto.
Wow. Now, it's not inexpensive, but it's more convenient and fills the need of those you mentioned. And that's
right. We can do trips. Yeah, we can do trips for, regional travel. You know, if you imagine something like Tampa going to Tallahassee, there is no direct service. You'd have to change planes in Atlanta. But we can do a trip like that for, let's say, $1,500 for three people for the whole plane. We're booking aircraft with 3 to 9 passenger seats at a fraction of the cost of what it would typically cost to charter a jet. So now folks who are traveling on business have a lot more options for mobility. They can take a 3-day business trip and turn it into a 1-day.
Now, there are some aggravations, and, recently on the news, they removed a passenger and spoke about that. That wouldn't happen when they use Fly Auto, right?
Well, the big difference here is that with Fly Auto, you're getting access to private aviation. The airlines are really good at what they're good at. But they are also optimized for efficiency. They're driving the cost of airline travel down by really concentrating on efficiency. How many people can they get on the airplane on the scheduled route? The reason why the vast majority of travelers travel through only a relatively small number of hub airports is because the airlines have adopted this hub and spoke system for their routes, which is really good for driving efficiency. They got the idea from package delivery services like FedEx. Well, that works really great if you're a package, not so great if you're a person.
You know, telling people what to do and where to go, and also the removal, address that, and that doesn't happen on Fly Auto, does it?
Well, Fly Auto is going to be all about getting you as a traveler from point A to point B as, efficiently as possible, but also with the flexibility of flying on your own schedule. So if you're not going to be waiting for the plane will be waiting for you. And that's a really big difference. It means that you're not going to be bumped off a flight because the flight is oversold, because we never oversell seats. We only sell the number of seats that you buy when you book the plane on our platform. So we really don't have that kind of delay caused by another flight being delayed from another place, because typically we are going to be having a professional pilot plan their schedule around yours as a traveler.
What are the most annoying, aggravating situations nowadays? You mentioned a couple. Are there more?
Well, the thing that really will frustrate people is when they don't have enough information. If a plane is overbooked, that's because the airlines have looked at the data that they have on how many people will typically miss a flight, and they'll make the bet using that data to try to get as many people onto that flight as possible, which means that in that case, you as a traveler have a lot more power. You can actually negotiate with the gate agent when they call for volunteers. So unlike a delay or a cancellation due to weather or mechanical problems, if the reason why you're not necessarily going to be able to get on the flight is because it's oversold, you can go to that gate agent. That gate agent can be your best friend. That gate agent can negotiate. If they offer a $300 voucher, you can ask for a $600 voucher, maybe even ask for access to the airline's executive lounge. They want to resolve that problem as quickly as they can, and they are very much empowered to do so. Versus if you have, say, a weather cancellation, that's when you shouldn't go rushing the desk like everyone does. And you should actually call the airline's support line. Call the phone number, and they can get you rebooked much faster than this poor person who has 100 people standing in front of his or her desk at the gate. So information is the key to avoiding a lot of aggravation when you're in a commercial airport, because you have the ability to make the right move when you've got a hiccup like an oversold situation or cancellation for weather.
We'll continue speaking to the one and only who created a company you could call Fly Auto. Last minute travelers, passengers with pets, and photography journalists with deadlines and such and more. The one and only Rod Rackick will continue being my guest over a short interval that's coming your way. And you may call anytime, 855-424-9825. See you soon.
Sguaiato ti amo very much, purtroppo però non lo so dire. Do you capire? My love to dare solo un kiss. Io pregare tu credermi perché desidero te. For
in 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heva believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heva International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heva.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
By the old moon, you're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide. Each and every Sunday, we're serving millions of people across the world, across this great land of ours, United States of America. America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 30th year. My name is Pierre Wolf, and with me is a person called Rod Rechick. He is an FAA commercial rated pilot, volunteer civil air patrol officer, and co-founder of Fly Otto, O-T-T-O. By the way, Rod, you have a website, flyotto.com. What would they see if they go there?
So we made Fly Otto easy for people to get access to private aviation. When you go to flyotto.com on any device, there's nothing to download. It's a smartphone works great, a tablet, a desktop computer. We simply ask, where would you like to be picked up and where would you like to go? And so you enter a city, not even an airport code, because most people don't know where all the small, more convenient local and municipal airports are. So we're simply asking people to enter a city where would they like to be picked up, a city where they'd like to fly to, and if it's under 1,000 miles, in real time, we'll give you choices of, we'll draw you a map and show you what that route looks like. Maybe that map will show you where there's a more convenient airport that you can fly from than the one that you necessarily got when you typed in the city. You type in Chicago, you'll get Midway Airport, but maybe you actually typed in Chicago, but you're really out in Naperville, out in the western suburbs. DuPage Airport's more convenient. So we're really solving that discovery problem on flyotto.com to help people make the best choices. Then we're giving them pricing, flight time, and number of seats available in a range of aircraft. Everything from a single-engine piston airplane, which is great for short hops, to multi-engine turboprop aircraft with up to 9 seats for longer trips. And then when they find the airplane that's the right airplane for their trip and a price that they would like to agree to, we make contacting the charter operator, which typically would happen through a broker and it would take a long time. We handle everything from there. You just tell us when you'd like to depart. You give us the details of who will be on that trip, and we can help you match to an operator and get that trip booked without ever having to pick up the phone. We've really made access to flying private, which used to be have a lot of friction to it. We've taken away that friction to give people the ability to fly on demand like they haven't before.
Having said that, and it sounds very attractive and convenient for those particularly in business, what aggravations has Fly Auto taken away? What are some of the aggravations that are most frequently spoken about and publicized on TV and radio and online?
Today, a lot of people really don't like the process of getting on a commercial airplane. Whether you're flying 500 miles or 5,000 miles, you still have to go through security. And security can be really frustrating. The rules are not something that everyone understands. The TSA even had to create a Twitter account. You can tweet to asktsa.com whether you can bring a particular item through the line. And so people could actually ask questions from their smartphones while they're standing in line trying to get through that process of getting scanned and patted down and all that, you know, and it takes a lot of time. It's not very comfortable. It makes travel something that is aggravating. And so when you fly private, we're talking about smaller airplanes that aren't subject to the same kind of experience. With Fly Auto, when you've booked a flight, there's a professional pilot waiting there at the local airport for you. You simply drive up, park your car, walk into the private terminal, meet your pilot, and walk straight to the airplane without any of that kind of wanding and irradiation and that experience that, you know, people are forced to deal with when they fly on a commercial scheduled airline. So that's something that people really tell us they appreciate. The other thing is just getting access to places that the scheduled airlines don't have access to, going places where there isn't commercial service. You know, when people are going to have to spend 4 to 6 hours in the car, you know, folks who are elderly, if you're traveling with kids, if you're traveling with pets, anytime you're traveling, you know, with those kinds of folks, it's going to be more aggravating to fly on a commercial airline. And if you have the ability to access private aviation, that makes up for a much better experience. But again, it used to take a lot of time to try to book a private flight. It used to take a lot more money than most people are willing to spend to travel privately. Because typically when you think about flying private, you're talking about, you know, chartering a jet, and there's catering, and a flight attendant, and it's this really ultra-luxury experience, kind of like a limousine. What we've done with Fly Auto, we've created an experience that's much more like ordering up a black car sedan.
What about security? Aren't you worried about some of the people? Couldn't there be some nasty terrorist that wants to fly auto and kills the pilot or does some horrible things?
Well, there is a kind of crazy, terrible scenarios that people can think up. But the reality is that the best kind of security is information. So when a traveler creates an account on flyauto.com, we capture all the same kind of information that we capture when you book on a commercial flight. We get the person's name and their date of birth and their contact information, all that. We make that easy and stored on our site so that when you book your flight, the process is easy. But the most important thing is we're transmitting that to the charter operators. They're vetting the travelers because they are an airline. They're just a small airline. There are these small businesses around the country, and they just don't know where they're flying tomorrow. But they're vetting through online tools, through the government tools that are available to charter operators, so that they're vetting their customers before they arrive to the airport. Which means
thank you very much.
It's easy,
Rod Reckick. Thank you very much for the time you spent on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Very informative. Good luck with Fly Auto, and I hope we meet someday again. Thank you very much, all of you.
Thanks for flying with us.
And don't you go away. Much more to come. America's Dining and Travel Guide, second hour, straight ahead. I'm Phil Wolf, your host. Stay with us on Biz Talk Radio. See you next Sunday, and see you next hour.
No more. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or
Biz Talk Radio.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio.
Biz Talk Radio.